ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Autobots and Decepticons, thank you once again for tuning into another titillating episode of the Completely Mental Misadventures of a Thrift Store. I am Matt Lehman, the owner of Finders Thrift and Vinyl in La Quinta, California, where all of our tales of mystery and mayhem are produced and warehoused. As always, to the right of me, the left of you, the peanut butter to my jelly, the Maui to my Moana, Francisco Ramirez.
Hey, yo. Maui to your Moana.
Hey, I took the little girl. You got the rock. You got the rock. First off, I'd like to give a big, big shout out to Nick and Kirk over at Bear Market Riot. They have allowed us to use their music for our theme song. They are probably, in my opinion, and I suspect Frankie's opinion, the greatest band that you may not, most likely, have not heard of if you're not from California or Northern California. They are
Central, maybe.
Central California. Yeah. They bill themselves as power folk Americana. They're just great. It's a two-piece act. Two-piece act, and they are fantastic. Check them out if you can. Bear Market Riot.
They're amazing.
They are. Also, we just found out this morning that we were picked up by iTunes. While it's not particularly hard to do, like I said, anybody can get themselves on iTunes, it is tricky to get in the new and noteworthy section. So you will see a lot of podcasts coming in. Some of them will be very short. Some of them will be full podcasts, or at least full podcasts for us, 30 minutes or so. So expect that coming around the pike. And thank you so much for listening. Please, if you have any comments or questions, or if you have anything you'd like to comment on or add to the podcast, hit us up. You can hit us up at findersthrift.com. You can hit me up at finderslq@gmail.com and Instagram finders_thrift. That takes us to the start of this episode. Once again, we made it down to clutter. Clutter has become my gravy train, really. They have started doing it, like, apparently they have been doing it every week for the last month and a half. Now, according to the auctioneers, they won't do another one until probably November. And this is one of those weird things where it's most of the people in storage auction buying or units are, some of them are fearful, some of them are not, because, again, we've talked about it before, you're buying a pallet of boxes, which is usually five or six boxes. And it's not nearly as interesting, or might not be nearly as interesting, or profitable, or bang for your buck, I guess, is the best way to put it. Is if I spend $100 on a pallet of five boxes, I could also go buy a storage unit, a 5x5 storage unit for $100. So you're getting way more bang for your buck on the $100 storage unit, 5x5. But you never know. I have scored very, very well every time I've been down there. So this time, Frankie actually made it down. He didn't have to go help me load the pallets. He actually got to go watch me. Well, no, I was just saying from previously. We'll get to that soon enough.
That was too soon.
I think you're a little you're a little on pins and needles there. A little nervous.
I'm just kind of used to it for what was going on today.
So we went down. He came with me, and we actually got to bid on it. You'll see a couple pictures on the website with the tag of this episode, so you can see exactly what's going on. It's basically just lines of pallets and people looking at them and bidding on them and stuff like that. This was not, in my opinion, the best auction that they've had. It was all right. They're starting to get down to the bottom.
It was definitely different from the first time I went, and I actually liked how the auctioneer kind of made his choice whether he was going to do just one pallet or sell two pallets together or just, you know, give the chance to make a buck for them, you know?
Yeah, Ron has certainly tightened up his game, or at least American. I mean, and you got to give him credit. It's tough to decide if you're going to sell one pallet or not, and I'm sure he got a lot of feedback, because the last time I bought him, I mean, I ended up with the glass from tabletop, so out there someone's got a table with no glass top, which really sucks. I had two chairs, and I'm sure somebody else had the other two chairs, so they kind of tightened it up, and were, this time around, they were doing more, this lot is four pallets, one for one money, so.
Yeah, it seems like they're definitely trying to improve.
Yeah, they're starting to figure it out, and it's a big undertaking for them. So kudos to American Auctioneers for pulling it off and making it happen. But how did we start the day?
well, started today as you picking me up, saying that you're just putting gas, and you show up like 3 minutes later from texting me.
I have some sort of time capsule in my truck. It drives really fast, my box truck. No, I'm talking about breakfast.
Oh my goodness, you popped my cherry of having Chick-fil-A, and it was amazing.
So I haven't had Chick-fil-A since I lived in the Midwest, and so you're talking almost 30 years ago. So I haven't had Chick-fil-A, and it was always good. I always loved it. I kind of got burned out of it, and then I never really saw it again as I traveled, made my travels across the West. My Chick-fil-A story is there was a Chick-fil-A, the only one in Ohio or where we lived, had just opened up, and it was in, I think it's Franklin Park Mall, Franklin something or other mall, and it's claim to fame is Katie Holmes' family is right down the street from it. That's that part of Ohio. It's near Toledo and Sylvania, Ohio kind of thing. but they had a Chick-fil-A in that mall, and my friend and I used to cruise around all the Toys R Us. This is going to be just horribly, horribly embarrassing for me, but what the hell. We used to cruise, he and I would cruise from all the Toys R Us's and toy stores in town looking for toys that had just come out that were special edition. Again, this was long before eBay. We weren't trying to sell them. We just wanted to collect them all. And sometimes you could only find them at certain stores. So for whatever reason, we went to that mall. I think there was probably a KB Toys in there or whatever. And we went into Chick-fil-A, and there was this clerk. And she's not really a waitress. She's just a clerk behind the checkout girl or counter girl or whatever. And she was beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, so I would make my friend, at that point I was probably driving, so I suspect we hit that mall 3 times a week, but this was far from us. This was easily a half hour drive for us. At 16 or 17, driving that far was a hike.
It was well worth it, I'm sure.
It was well worth it. I know we never went out or did anything. I think I might have gotten her phone number. I think we talked once, and that was it. Because I'm a player. That's all I need is one conversation, and boom, ladies are gone. So this was your first attempt or your first walk through at a Chick-fil-A. Walk us through it.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I was very excited when you looked and searched for places around to have breakfast, and you said Chick-fil-A. I'm like, yeah, let's go there. So we walk in, and I'm pretty excited. I don't know. I think they have like this or some sort of code. If like you say McMuffin, they totally screw up your breakfast. Because I got flustered. There was a pretty girl at the cash register, and I asked for...
Must be one of their things.
Must be one of their things. So I asked for, because I wanted to try their chicken, so I got the chicken sandwich, and then I got the sausage McMuffin, apparently, but... they gave me a sausage biscuit, which I don't hate them for it. I mean, their biscuit's good. It wasn't too dry. But I did stutter, and then I was like, wait, I'm not at McDonald's.
Well, what the fun part of it is that you had clearly said McMuffin, and then I called you out for it, and she was privy to the conversation, and she was chuckling or looking at us like, oh, you guys are idiots, maybe, I don't know.
Definitely.
But she's the one that actually rang in biscuit because of the receipt said biscuit on it.
Yeah.
So she knew that you wanted a muffin, but she rang in biscuit. Or I think she just kind of was like, screw you, this isn't McDonald's or Burger King. You don't get it your way. You get it what I want now that you screwed up.
And I believe it.
Yeah.
And then I turn around and I look at the tables and they all have flower setups. I was like, it's pretty fancy.
It was nice. Especially because it was a converted McDonald's, clearly, because they had the playhouse
in the back.
Yeah. But it was nice. I was happy that the nostalgia of eating Chick-fil-A for the first time in, like I said, 30 years lived up to my expectations. It was solid. Their chicken is delicious.
That first bite of the chicken, I was just like, I was amazed. I was amazed. Growing up with like KFC or Popeyes, there's no competition.
Like I said, breakfast is usually a restaurant's throwaway meal. So, and I said there, I had the bagel chicken or whatever, and it was good, but it's not their chicken their chicken sandwich is delicious.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
but I never really realized that they have their hot sauce. That hot sauce is really good.
Texas Pete's? Yeah. Texas Pete's hot sauce?
Figured I would have hot sauce in my wallet.
I don't know.
I forgot to restock before we left.
I don't know. If we, no, so anyway, so if you haven't ever seen a pictures of us, I am as white bread as they possibly come. And friends.
People tend to confuse me for like Pacific Islander,
yeah.
Indian, or yeah, definitely Spanish, but.
The Pacific Islander, Pacific Rim Islands is I could totally see it. When I was watching Moana and or Aquaman, I was like, dude, that looks like Frankie. Only,
you know, I tell coworkers about the Aquaman thing, and they think that I have like this so, like they believe I'm this whole handsome guy. And I'm like, no, I don't think it. Just people tell me that I resemble it, you know? It's like, not my fault. This is what people tell me.
But Frankie is actually Mexican. Yeah. Ramirez. And I told him, I thought for sure he would have hot sauce on him because I just assumed that all Mexicans carried hot sauce on them. That's probably extremely racist. But that's
I didn't take.
I can't play basketball.
All,
so.
But the funniest part was when you mentioned that I totally thought about Selena the movie. I don't know if you ever seen it, but
I have not.
There's a part where the boyfriend or the guitarist has a belt of hot sauce. And he carries it everywhere.
That's awesome. Is it different hot sauces, or is it just one?
It's just one particular just hot sauce.
So it's
yeah.
like Chewbacca's bandolera.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. So then we drive up to Clutter, and they have supposedly 180 pallets, and I don't think they were anywhere near that.
Forgot about to mention about the coffee. Chick-fil-A's coffee was actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I don't drink coffee, so that's
yeah,
obvious.
Me neither. But today I wanted one.
I really wish you wouldn't have.
And I regret that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not because it was the coffee's fault.
But. No. Oh, it's the coffee's fault. It goes right through me.
That's not the coffee's fault. That's your fault.
How was that?
You know fault? That's going to happen, and then you still did it anyway.
It was a while since I've had coffee.
Fortunately, the auctioneers were there to help me load the truck while you were running around looking for a bathroom.
I found plenty of trash cans.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be that guy.
Thanks, since you were wearing a Finder's Thrift and vinyl t-shirt, I appreciate that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we get there, and they have 180 pallets, and they weren't anywhere near that. However, they did have probably, I don't know, 60 refrigerators
yeah.
and stoves and dishwashers and appliances, which they ended up mostly giving away
for free, yeah.
Because they knew that the problem with that is most people don't want to deal with them. There's not much money in them, especially if you haven't tested them. So one guy had bought like four or five of them, or maybe a couple more, and they said, hey, if you want the rest of them, you can have them for free.
Yeah, we'll give you a couple extra days to come back and get them.
And if you had a big enough truck, it probably wasn't a horrible idea, or if you were filling up your truck and needed more space, you're just going to take them to the scrapyard. I mean,
yeah,
they're not worth much. Realistically, a scrapyard is going to pay 10 bucks for a stove and maybe 15 for a fridge.
And if you have 15 or 20 of them, that adds up.
It adds up, but also you're paying gas, dragging them there, so you have to kind of decide if it's worth it or not. I mean, you
yeah.
and you can, if you have the time or inclination, you can pull the copper out of the refrigerators, but that's a lot of work to make
oh, yeah.
$6.48. And they were pretty pricey today. And I don't know what happened. None of us could figure out what was going on with the unicorn thing. It was like a piranha frenzy between two or three guys. So basically they had, what did you say, 15 pallets?
I would say about 15, yeah.
Okay, so they had 15 pallets. Each one of them had 4 to 6 boxes. And each of those boxes contained 12 unicorn toys, and that's what it said on the side of them. You could see that this was somebody's inventory for some sort of business. But they opened one, and you could see what it was. Is it looked like it was a knockoff My Little Pony stuffed animal, maybe 6 inches by 6 inches
plush
yeah,
know,
soft
yeah.
plush toy. These pallets were going for $150 to $250, and we're sitting there talking to each other. We're like, look, even if you got yeah, for the I can't imagine those selling for more than $5 a piece. So if you have 5 of them on there, or 5 boxes at $12, you got 60 of them. 60 of them times $5, you're still barely at $300. Assuming you sell every one of them, And in this market, they had, like I said, they had 15 pallets of them. So they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these unicorns.
They're in the storage unit for a reason. I mean, exactly. You couldn't get rid of them then. What makes you think you're going to get rid of them now? But.
So, and each one of those pallets was going for crazy money. So I didn't understand that, but we don't, like I said, there's people that resell in Mexico, so I'm sure they're going to take them down there and do a My Little Pony knockoff for $7 or $8 or $9. I mean, you almost have to get $10 a piece for them to make your money back.
I wouldn't understand if you're paying that amount for the whole huge lot of it, not just a pallet here, a pallet there.
Yeah, like I said, each one of those pallets went for $100 or 200, between $100 and $200. I don't think any of them went under 100, and I don't think any of them went over 300. So you're talking between $100 and $250 is where they went, and there just was no money to be made there. So I bought the first one. I bought was a $10 lot. It wasn't even really a pallet. It was just a couple things. It was had a TV in a box, which is fine. I don't do very well with TVs, but for $10, I took a shot. It was probably a 32-inch TV.
Yeah, about 30.
It had a dresser on it as well. A little cheapy dresser that's probably $15-$20 to me, and then another bookcase, which was actually really nice. We're going to have to do some repair work on it because it's just pressed wood, and one of the corners is dinged on it, so I'll have to fix that. The next one is probably mostly going to be clothes, but again, I'm just playing with clothes, trying to figure out if they're profitable for me. The last one I bought a lot because it had two leather couches, or what I thought were two leather couches, but it turns out it was a sectional. And it was a nice sectional. It was a leather sectional.
And it was a good thing for my ears.
Yeah, because by this point we'd started loading our boxes and I realized that, so when I bought those leather couches, he sold it as a lot. So I bought four pallets and two leather couches. I thought I would have enough room on the truck, and once we started loading, I clearly did not. Surprisingly, I overbought again at clutter.
Yeah, oh, you? Never. Never.
And fortunately for Frankie, he heard there was a couple that were kind of looking at the couch, and they went over and said, that's really nice. And I was like, yeah, it's really, really nice.
You were just in the work zone. You were just ignoring them.
I wasn't in the work zone. I was in the oh, crap, I am not going to, there's no way we are going to get all of this on my truck. What am I going to do? And I'm trying in my mind to play the Tetris game of,
you know, if this was exactly like our cooking competition.
How so?
How I noticed there was an additional judge and we had her get a plate and you were still trying to figure out something. I don't know.
I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. I didn't realize that they had added stuff to me.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And you said, hey, that guy might be interested in that couch. And at that point, I perked up and told him, I was like, hey, you can have it for $100. And it was a good, it was a steal for him to not do it at $100.
And of course, he couldn't say yes until he got the wife's approval.
Right. So he got the wife's approval. And of course, they're Hispanic and they speak very little English. And they buy the couch. And as soon as they buy the couch, they give us the $100, give me the $100, and they walk away. And as soon as they walk away, I start cracking up, and then Frankie starts laughing, and she looks back and thinks that we're laughing at her, and I couldn't even look up at her because I knew she thought that we were laughing at her.
Yeah, because as soon as I started laughing, I glanced at her, and she just looked at me with this evil face, like, what did you do?
What did you guys do? What did you screw us? And the reason we were laughing is because the whole time at this stupid auction, Frankie's pointing out the flat screen TVs and all of these crazy. He's like, hey, look, there's a flat screen TV there. I'm by the way, I'm looking for a flat screen TV. And I said, dude, I am not buying a TV because they don't sell for me. They're not great. I don't get much money for them, so I'm not looking for a TV. And of course, I ended up with three TVs. And right after she bought the couch, Frankie's like, "Hey, look, there's a TV right behind the couch." And I started laughing. I was like, "You son of a bee!"
So, and then the rest of the day, I would randomly see her just glaring at us.
Yeah, she was just giving us dirty looks, and I almost was like, "Here's your $100 back. I'll take that sectional. It was nice. It was probably $1,000 or $1,500 sectional new. It had a little bit of damage on the back, like on the corner, it had been rubbed against something, but it could be easily fixed and repaired. But other than that, it was a nice piece. I think she just assumed that.
Yeah. She assumed that we, I don't know, cut it or there was a hole or something.
But yeah, or that yeah, we had done something or we knew something that she didn't know. So yeah. That was it. So once she gets it home and realizes it's a fine couch, then she'll be like, I don't know, they're just idiots, which is what most people think about us anyway. So
yeah, usually.
Yeah, so.
Too bad your friend wasn't there this time.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad he wasn't. Actually, one of the guys, did you hear? Oh, no, you were in the bathroom.
Trying to find the bathroom.
You were running around. You were running around Indiana Jones's warehouse trying to find a bathroom.
There was one point I was like thinking Final Destination. This is the bad way I'm going to go out.
This is how you're going to die. Yeah. You're going to internally combust.
Well, not just that. I was like walking in this big old warehouse and then seeing this like the fans that they have, the whole ceiling fans that they have, the propeller or whatever is like huge, like 30 feet.
Yeah.
It was nuts. I just imagined it falling on me.
I assumed that something had happened to you. Like, you'd been run over by a forklift or something because me and the guy from American Auctioneers are loading my truck. Because he's like, do you want help with that? I was like, no, I got a guy. I got a guy around here somewhere. And then I'm like, all right, I guess you could help me load boxes. Thanks, I appreciate it. And by the time, conveniently, as the guy and I are putting the last box on the truck, Frankie rolls around the corner. He's like, what's going on? I was like, wow. Did you have a nice little nappers?
Well, the thing was, I had to walk around that warehouse to find the restroom. The dude told me, he's like, go right side, just go all the way down. I did that. Oh. And I went around and went back and went around the other side. And I didn't find it, so I just walked back out to you. I must have been gone like, what, 12 minutes?
12 minutes.
It wasn't
what
that
are
long.
You talking about?
It wasn't that
you
long.
Were gone at least 25 minutes. At least
what? No way.
Were you there when they brought the pallets over for me?
I think I just left.
So yeah, there's no way he unwrapped. So at Clutter, the reason they help you now, and that's one of the things that they've come around it. Normally, it's just every man for himself, and you go crazy and load up what you can. But they now have guys there that are helping, quote unquote, helping you because they want their furniture pads or blankets back because they're expensive and they're a moving company and they want those blankets back. So every time they have an auction, they tend to lose several of them.
Well, good thing you brought yours back.
I did. I told them, and I always have been very cool with them. I brought them 7 furniture pads from the last auction I went to and just threw them in their pile and said, here's your blankets, and they were kind of surprised that I brought them back. It's like, they don't, if at best, I'm going to sell them for $5 a piece. I'm like, and they just take up space. I don't need them, and I find them every time I buy a storage unit, so I don't need them. So, no, so that dude was helping me unwrap them, and he was fighting with those bar stools at least 5 minutes a piece because he's like, damn it, they taped the bottom of every one of these and it's like a half a roll of tape and he's cutting and cutting and cutting and I'm loading the box. No, you were gone at least 20 minutes.
I guess I really couldn't pay attention when I was on pins and needles.
Pins and needles? Sounds as like spikes and ties.
It was something, man. That was the only thing on my mind was to find a restroom.
Well, so we were able to get the boxes loaded, everything, the truck was ready to roll. We did find a safe. That is probably
Nice.
That is probably the first time I've ever found a locked safe. And in this business, a locked safe usually means there's nothing in it. Quite honestly, realistically, what I will find in that safe, in my opinion, is probably the key to the safe, and I don't know why, but everybody I talk to is like, if you find a safe and it rattles, it's because of the stupid keys in there and it's locked, and that's just what happens. It does rattle. There is something in it. I think it might be like jewelry or something, like, but not a lot. I'm not talking like there's. It's based on the unit that it came out of. There's not much in there.
It's definitely not the queen safe.
No, it's definitely not. But Frankie and I are going to crack that bad boy open, and on the next episode, we will let you know what we found. Thanks again for listening. Always a pleasure. Remember, findersthrift.com. We are now on iTunes. If you have any questions or comments, please like us. It always helps. And if you like these episodes, there'll be more coming down the pike. Peace.
Adios.